This is Dr. Chavez Jaringa, colonoscopy report on patient Alfia, A-L-F-I-A, Duysenova, D-U-Y-S-E-N-O-V-A. Indicated procedure was colorectal screening, searching her date of birth 7/14/1956. Selection of your Dr. Raj, patient, I'm sure blood pressure, I'm recording, colonoscopy with biopsy. Shadowing and colonoscopy, heart, snip, polypectomy, instrumental lymphocytic colonoscopy procedure. After the fact, this is a sign of patient play level in the discovery rectum, after sigma, descending colon, flat fracture, and colon, hyperplasia, basis, second, that feature. Coming on, I saw an large ulcerate mass involving almost about 70% of the circumference at the, almost about the proximal transverse colon next to the hepatic flexure. It was documented in pictures. It was also tattooed distally to this mass with the India ink, with the black ink, successfully documented picture. I did not do any injection proximal to this mass because this would be, because proximal colon would probably be included in possible right hemicolectomy extending up to the mid-transverse colon. The rest of the colon, unremarkable. There was a 5 millimeter peduncular polyp node in rectum, about 15 centimeters from the anus, which removed with harsh polypectomy successfully. No post-polypectomy bleeding. No post-polypectomy bleeding. Rectal pressure within total hemorrhage bleeding is considered a suspicious temperature mark of finding. Number one, colonoscopy up to the cecum. Number two, proximal transverse colon large ulcerate mass involving about 75% of the circumference. It was biopsy were done. First, like that, it appeared to be adenocarcinoma, listed report. Otherwise, the tattoos was injected distal to this few fold, distal to this mass. The injection was not done proximal to this mass because the proximal to the mass is going to be like hepatic flexure, right colon. And that most likely is going to be the part of the right hemicolectomy extended up to mid-transverse colon. number three, adequate prep. Number four, rectal polyp, 15 centimeters from anus, about 5 millimeter in size. Peduncular both arch polyp and susceptible, no post-polypectin bleeding. Number five, to have an operating recommendation. Other than the polyp, other than the mass biopsy, it is appeared to be adenocarcinoma, unless it's approved otherwise. Number two, I'm going to refer the patient to surgery, Dr. Samuel DeJesus, for possible right hemicolectomy up to the mid-transverse colon. Number two, check the CEA. Check, do all the, recommend also a CT scan of abdomen pelvis with without contrast, and also recommend patient have oncology consultation, especially after the surgical resection of this mass. Discuss the details of the patient's sun, present time, encounter at the post-op area. Follow 1-2 weeks, end of transition. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Begatov, and a copy to Dr. Eldar, Eldar Begatov, and copy Dr. Farham Seti. Their procedure was September 12th, 2022. If it is September 12th, 2022, patient tolerance, no complaint.